For Les Blomberg, it all started with a sound like this. That's Blomberg imitating the sound of the street sweeper. It would clean his street at 4 in the morning. Blomberg says he had never thought much about noise pollution until that happened, and it made him all tired and cranky. Eventually, he got the city to change when it did its street sweeping. But this experience got him interested in the topic of noise pollution.
To me, kind of at the core, noise is an issue of civility, how you treat your neighbor. It's an environmental issue. Noise is a pollutant that we're casting out. It's a waste product. It's kind of like secondhand smoke. It's the waste product of our activities that we're casting out into the environment.
Blomberg's passion for noise pollution grew as he learned more about it. And he realized it's an underrated, underappreciated problem. Now he runs the Noise Pollution Clearinghouse. It's an organization that tries to keep the peace and quiet. The organization connects people with noise experts and activists. It fights for stronger noise regulations and standards. And it tests consumer products to find out which are the quietest. Blomberg says people contact him all the time, and they usually have one of three kinds of noise problems. Jets and helicopters, highway noises, and noises from electric amplification, like really loud car stereos. People tell him these noises ruin their sleep, their concentration, and their quality of life. And all those things put people in bad moods and can ruin how they deal with other people. Loud noises also trigger a physiological response in our bodies. That's what Les Blomberg says.
When we were evolving, when things were noisy, it was usually a warning that something wrong was happening. If the lion walked through camp and you didn't hear it coming, you would be breakfast for that critter. And so we evolved to deal with that. Our hearing works 24 hours a day. It can wake us up if we hear noises in our environment.
As humans evolved, Blomberg says that loud noises would trigger a quick little shot of adrenaline, leading to fight or flight. He says we still have this response today when we hear a loud noise, even though we know it's just a siren or an air conditioner and not a lion. Those loud, isolated noises like a street sweeper or a leaf blower can be a pain. But if you're continuously exposed to loud noises like these over time, they can lead to some serious damage. Each year in this country, 30 million people suffer from hearing losses. Paul Kalaney is the director of audiology and electrophysiology at the University of Michigan's health system. He says hearing is the essence of human communication.
People who have significant hearing loss, they have a variety of emotional problems. They withdraw. They isolate themselves because they have trouble hearing. They don't socialize.
So loud noises aren't just an inconvenience. They can bring about real emotional problems. Les Blomberg with the Noise Pollution Clearinghouse says we don't have to live in a noisy world. Technology has the ability to make things quieter. Noise cancellation systems and acoustic buffering can make cars, appliances, and even lawn equipment quieter. Engineers can make road surfaces quieter to drive on. But these changes cost money, and they'll have to come from the various industries wanting to change. Blomberg says that's starting to happen, but slowly. He believes loud noises are also an ethical issue. He says it's like the golden rule of treating people the way you'd like to be treated, and that we can all do a politeness check by making sure we're not imposing our sounds on our neighbors. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.